How's this for an over-the-top reaction? A Sydney man has been paid out more than $3,000 after being stopped by police for 4 minutes. That's right. He wasn't searched. He wasn't touched. He wasn't tackled or bashed or tasered. He was just spoken to. 24-year-old Sam Lee was approached by two police officers at Liverpool train station back in January of 2016. They asked him to show his Opal card and his pensioner concession card and his ID. The police say they wanted to see his concession card because he seemed young and fit and they were concerned that it might be stolen. Police told him he wasn't under arrest, but that he couldn't leave until he verified his identity. Sam Lee filmed the exchange on his phone, and at one point, an officer called him a smartass and asked if he had a problem listening. After 4 minutes and 15 seconds, after police conducted a radio check, the officers said to Mr. Lee he was free to go. Now, it sounds like the sort of thing that would happen every day, police doing their job, double-checking whether or not a young bloke is telling them the truth, whether he's got a valid reason for his concession card, which he did in the end. End of story, you would think, but no, because Sam Lee sued the state of New South Wales for false imprisonment, and he's won. He was stopped for 4 minutes, and he has successfully sued the state of New South Wales for false imprisonment. He's been paid out $3,200 in damages. $3,200 for 4 minutes of inconvenience. And this is the second time Sam Lee has sued the state of New South Wales because of an incident with police. There was a case in 2015 which was settled out of court. So if taxpayers have to fork out $3,000 for every time the cops pull someone aside for a chat, policing is going to become a very expensive sport. And that means for all of us, because each and every one of us is footing the bill. Peter, good afternoon.
Ben Fordham, I just made a call because I saw that video. I didn't even know you were going to talk about it right then. And I'm appalled. I didn't even know that he actually got compensated for it. I think he was bloody disgusting by the way he was treating the police. I reckon the police is owed money. Mm. And I just do not understand how people can treat the police the way he treated the police. And I'm 50 years old. I've got respect for the police. I've always had respect for police. Mm. I have been pulled over by radar, given the police a lot of respect and got away with it. Mm. Now, I do not understand where society is going at the moment by the way police are being treated. We are going in a bad way in this country if we don't start picking up on that stuff.
Well, they've got a right to say, hey, can you come here for a moment? Can we have a yarn to you for a minute? They're not flipping him over or kicking him in the back or kneeing him in the head or tasering him. They're just saying, can we have a conversation with you for a moment?
They did nothing wrong. I do not understand why my tax money has gone to this lunatic. And I reckon we should appeal this. This is wrong. It is showing our kids that you can get away with anything you want if you give disrespect to the police. That's just absolutely wrong. I want kids to learn from their mistakes and get a good kick in the backside, not get away with it like that.
Well, it sends a message as well to some police, and hopefully they wouldn't pick up on this. Hopefully they would ignore it, but you can understand why some police would think twice about pulling someone up for a chat because they might think, well, what about the Sam Lee case where the bloke had a payout of $3,000 because they stopped a bloke and chatted to him for 4 minutes? Police might be thinking, well, we might need to be careful about pulling this smart ass over for a chat or anyone over for a chat. And the people who are questioned by police in this circumstance are the same ones who will yell out, quick, help me, when they're in trouble.